This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during the conversation, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of the Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later in the year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Both sides are exchanging views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a Tri-Services Guard of Honor. The Supreme Court has listed the matter related to the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 for further hearing on the 15th of this month. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Justice Sanjay Kumar and Justice K.V. Vishwanathan was hearing a batch of petitions challenging the constitutional validity of Act. During the hearing, the Chief Justice of India said they have not gone very deeply into the counter affidavit. Justice Khanna said he will post the matter before the bench of the next Chief Justice of India, Justice Bhushan Ram Krishna Gavai. He added that he will like to give Justice Gavai some time to go through the issues. Justice Gavai will take over as the next Chief Justice of India from the 14th of this month. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Bhupendra Yadav today accused the Congress of doing vote bank politics on the issue of Waqf Amendment Act. Addressing the minorities intellectuals meet in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said Congress had no concrete opinion on Waqf Amendment Bill when it was brought in Parliament. He said the government is committed towards social, economic and political justice of the minority community in the country.
कांग्रेस के समय की भी कमेटी में कहा गया था कि जी वक्फ की संपत्ति का डिजिटल देखरेख और रिकॉर्ड होना चाहिए। आज अगर वो सरकार करने जा रही है तो इसमें कांग्रेस को आपत्ति क्या है? सरकार ने सारे विषयों का जवाब इस पूरे एक्ट के माध्यम से दिया। कांग्रेस जो परिवार है वो तो इसमें कहीं थे नहीं और कौन बोले क्या बोले ये पता नहीं था, लेकिन भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने पूरी प्रखरता के साथ सारे विषयों को रखा।
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, successfully conducted a proof of concept on the use of face authentication during the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2025, in New Delhi yesterday. The POC was aimed at evaluating the feasibility and effectiveness of Aadhaar-based face authentication as a means of verifying the identity of candidates appearing for one of India's largest entrance examinations. IIT Madras Swayam Plus has launched free AI courses for students and working professionals. These courses aim to make AI accessible across disciplines such as arts, science, commerce and other fields beyond engineering, with 12th May being the last date to apply. The key focus of these courses is to make AI available for everyone, as no prior AI knowledge is required to apply for these courses. AI in physics explores the use of AI tools such as machine learning and neural networks in solving real-world physics problems. And that is the end of this news bulletin.